Hey everyone, welcome back. Lesson 3 is setting up your space. This is going to be a really fun one because this is going to be the first lesson that I'm going to give you work to do outside of the lesson itself. And setting up your space when you're starting a meditation habit can be crucial to give yourself somewhere warm, comfy, almost like your own little personal cocoon, whether that's an entire room, a little corner of a room, or even a personal ritual that you go through to set up a space. Most times when we teach people who are just beginning to meditate, I usually suggest laying down in a bed. Your own personal bed is a great place to start because it's already known to your body, it's already known to your mind. You already have a sense there that you rest and relax. So it's an easy one to really leapfrog out of if you don't have the square footage available to dedicate an entire room or dedicate a space to it. But either way, the space doesn't matter whether you have a room or just a corner of a room or an existing bed. What matters is the intention that you put into the space. Setting up your space also mentally gets yourself ready to dive into meditation and take that time just for you. So even though it may seem ritualistic and it might seem symbolic, all those things are true because that is the time that you are setting up to dedicate to yourself. So it's not the ritual or the symbol that's important in that moment. It's the time and energy you're willing to dedicate to yourself and to make sure you have your peace in that moment. So some fundamentals about your space. One, you should be able to avoid some distractions. Distractions inevitably happen, but I normally recommend to people that we're going to have a door that closes. If there's family or friends that are already in the house, that you do the work to either put a sign on the door or tell them before you go in to meditate that this is now your time for the next 20 minutes, half an hour, or an hour, whatever you choose to do. So a door that closes is good. Electronic distractions that ring out in the hour or that beep for certain things, make sure we unplug them or disable those before we begin, before we start our routine to get into that meditation space. So we want to unplug alarm clocks, you know, turn off TVs, making sure all that's done. Now your phone, if you're listening to these lessons on your phone, it's okay. You can enable either airplane mode or a focus mode on your phone to make sure that it disables all your other notifications. We want to make sure we're going to work ahead when we step into our space to alleviate the distractions and the work we have to do once we're in that space. So let's pretend for a second you're just going to use your bed. Maybe you want to eliminate foreign smells. Maybe you want to make sure it's darker. You can even use an eye mask to simulate the darkness for you. Those are all really popular ways to make sure that you kind of tunnel in on yourself and you lend yourself to going within rather than keeping yourself distracted outside of yourself. So maybe an eye mask, maybe a comfy blanket. Maybe you want to use a special blanket that you lay on top of your normal covers and you just have a blanket for meditation. Heat regulation is an important one when we talk about meditation because as you get further into it, your body temperature is going to change depending on what level that you're in within meditation. A lot of people will talk often about a coolness that washes over their body, or in times of excess energy, a wave of heat can rush over your body. So you want a space where you can regulate easily, right? These are the points and these are the moments within your meditation that can really throw you off if you're not prepared for them. So you want to set up your space to make sure that you can maximize those variables and say, okay, I'm ready if it's going to be a hot meditation, I'm ready if I'm going to get cold. You know, I can easily throw off a blanket or put one on. So now in this space, I also talked about eliminating smells, but you can also introduce smells. So maybe if you're an incense person or you're a scented candle person, you want a fragrance there that leans you already towards relaxation and peaceful thoughts or peaceful being in that moment. It doesn't really matter what you use. There's a lot of information on the internet right now that will lend you one way or another, which is good for meditating about the chakras, or which is good as meditating as far as enlightenment or sanctuary or peace. If you're feeling unsafe within your own house doing this for whatever the reason, whether it's external or internal, you can gravitate towards those incenses that have a white sage in them. White sage is a really good one, as all religions and spiritual modalities really talk about white sage being the same. It's about clarification, and it's about peace, and it's about clearing the space that's around you. A very sacred herb that's out there that is burned for many different reasons. But past that, if it's just the aroma side, what matters to you in that moment is what's going to bring you the most peace. So don't get stuck in those rabbit holes on the internet about every different fragrance for every different meditation. It's really not necessary past guiding somebody's intent to help set their space up a little bit better. But if you have a fragrance that you really enjoy, or that reminds you of a very peaceful feeling, or even back to your childhood, a peaceful feeling, that's going to be the one that's going to be the most effective for you, because you already know what that smell means to you. You don't have to guess or start to pick apart that smell as you're meditating and then figure out that you do like it or you do not like it. So no new smells. We're only going to sit with a smell that we know and that already lends ourselves to relaxing us. So we have a space set up. We have a bed or a couch or something that we're comfortable on. We have some blankets. We have our smells, and we have our vision blocked, or we're in a dark room. So either an eye mask or the curtains closed. Now let's talk about your clothing, right? Your clothing that you choose to meditate in, at the very least, should be loose fitting and relaxed, right? I will often talk to people about, like, pajamas are great because they're breathable. They're made to be under covers. They're made to help regulate your temperature, but it doesn't have to be that. You want something that you're going to be comfortable in under a set of covers. So whether that's leggings, whether that's sweatpants, whether that's nothing, it doesn't really matter what it is. What matters is your level of comfort. So again, drop those expectations from other people or from things that you have seen out there in the world to say it should be this or it should be that. Let's dial into what it should be for you. Let's dial into where are you the most comfortable under a set of blankets. And if that's completely in the buff, then that's completely in the buff. This is where you should meditate. If that's in a set of jammers or leggings, do that. There is no right answer when it comes to comparing. There's only a right answer for you. And as your meditation habit builds, be flexible enough that that might change. You may be meditating with a lavender candle beside your bed for months, and then all of a sudden it just clicks on you that this is not helping and you want a scent change. Don't be stubborn in those moments, whether it's clothing or smells or even the room. Listen to those moments. Right? Put stock in them in that moment that you're being either guided to or you're ready to dismiss something that you thought you needed. Those are excellent marks in your journey to carry you forward and move you past and on to the next step. So I'm starting you with a framework to help build your meditation routine and your chances of success within your routine. But I also want to build the confidence inside of you to be flexible enough to know what you need or what you don't need, to be able to dismiss or reinforce these tools as you start to experiment with them. So those are the raw basics for your meditation space. And as we talked about in the last episode or last lesson, we talked about journaling. So make sure within your space, you've made a spot for that journal to sit. So the moment you come out of your meditation, you can grab your journal, grab your pen or pencil, and start journaling your experience while everything is fresh. The other thing you may want to keep handy is something as simple as a glass of water, right? So when we set up our space, you know, we can even call it setting up our meditation, doing the prep work on the beginning to have a glass of water handy with us, the journal, a working pen, to make sure all these things are there and ready to go. That way, if we are disturbed from our meditation or we do come out of a meditation with a very dry mouth, you don't have to then stop, regroup, become frustrated with yourself that you didn't think of it. So we really want to put the emphasis in on the work beforehand to set up that space. Once you have all these things, you know, in place and you've used them one or two times, this should really take only 5 to 10 seconds to make sure, right? Other than grabbing a glass of water from the kitchen. Everything else after that is going to become a quick checklist for you where, yep, journal, yep, pen, yep, water, we're good to go. You change and away you go. So just to review everything we've gone over really, really quick. We're setting up our space. We're starting with laying down, probably within our bed or a bed, with blankets, you know, some comfy pillows around us. We've gone through taking care of the light distraction, and we're either going to close the curtains or find a good eye mask. We've taken care of our clothing. We've taken care of the smells in the room, and we've now prepped the space for success by preparing a glass of water and making sure we have our journal handy. This is not to say that your space and your position can't change. We're going to be getting into position, your body position, and breathing next lesson. But for this one, we're only using this as a springboard. I personally have been meditating for years and years and years, and I still prefer laying down over sitting up. Right? It turns into a much more relaxed space for me. And it's easy. If I'm going to go into a very deep meditation, I want to make sure my body's going to be safe and I don't fall over. So I want to remind you to go have fun with this. Enjoy setting up your space and not only putting your energy and respect into it, but put your love and your fun into it. Have some fun setting up this space. Make it your own little personal cocoon where you feel safe enough to do some self-work, or where you feel safe enough to go inside your mind and really start to get to know your inner voice. So if that means you take it to the absolute max and you hang up some pictures and you hang up some symbols that make you feel safe and secure and you decorate your space, then that's what you need. So make sure you listen to that voice. If you are the minimalist and you want a clean space so it's organized, then that's what you need. Make sure you listen to that voice. You're going to hear this over and over through these lessons about getting to know yourself and making sure you're listening along the way. And if you need to make adjustments, then you make adjustments, right? But this space should feel as an extension of you. Even if we leverage it a little bit and say this space that you're going to build is going to become your shell that protects you while you get to know your inner self. That would be a good mentality as you start to set up this space. So next lesson, we're going to, like I said, push into posture and breathing, but make sure you have your space set up. And in the next episode, I want you to be listening to this lesson in your space. So now I'm going to want you to start to get comfy within your space. And we're going to use these lessons as a mock meditation as you go through. Just as a reminder, as I mentioned in episode 1, there's going to be resource materials that you can click on or review the different episodes. So don't worry about not taking notes through the audio part of these episodes. We're using these episodes as a builder or as a placeholder to start the meditation habit even now. So make sure your space is set up. Have that pen and paper handy for after. You can jot down anything you want to review or look at the resource side. And we're going to start to listen to these lessons in that space that you've built. So until next time, we'll see you soon.